probably by a horse and cart, as there were almost no cars in the time and place where he was a child, and Jack, as he later became known, just took the name for himself, too. Years later, Lewis would begin The Voyage of the Dawn Treader with the famous line, "Once there was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrub, and he almost deserved it." 3. With the familiar sounds in Eustace and Lewis, and the shared initials C and S, readers might see this as the author's partially veiled critique of his own given name. As we will see later, Clive Staples Lewis and Eustace Clarence Scrubs shared other traits as well, ones that went beyond the names they were given. By one count, that of Chip Duncan, who made the documentary The Magic Never Ends, there are only 38 photographs of Lewis in the world. Most are in black and white, the only kind that existed for much of Lewis's lifetime. All the early ones were taken by a professional photographer at his studio or at Little Lee, since personal cameras were virtually non-existent then. Given his celebrity, which began in the 1940s, Lewis was featured on the cover of Time magazine on September 8, 1947, and continued to his death in 1963. It is surprising that there are no more moving images. The more famous photos are readily available by doing an online search for C.S. Lewis. In the few photos we have of Lewis as an infant, we see an otherwise unremarkable, curly-haired baby dressed in conventional baby clothes. But in one picture of him as a little boy, around the time he decided he was no longer to be called Clive, we see him standing alone, dressed in a sailor suit, what must have been a normal outfit for a young boy at the time. But what is standing next to him is curious. Young Jaxie is holding the string to a toy donkey, and riding on the donkey is Father Christmas. Did these two toys come together as a set? Or did Lewis combine them, in the way that he would later combine divergent elements in Narnia? Was it Lewis who picked Father Christmas from all his toys to appear with him in the picture? Was the young Lewis already making up imaginary stories that featured Father Christmas as he played with the toy figure? In his book, The Most Reluctant Convert, David Downing suggests that the episode of Lewis choosing his own name is revealing. This same boy, Downing writes, who chose to define himself at the age of 4, apart from the expectations and desires of those around him, would spend the rest of his life defining himself and his world differently from the conventions that he had inherited. 19. Whether writing fiction in a style the world had never seen, or deciding for himself, as an Oxford don and a layman, how public he should be about his Christian faith, or choosing late in life to marry an American divorcee, Lewis...